This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with me, and thank you. I just really appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just being part of the conversation. And you really need to be part of the conversation. You really need to be part of the process. And look, I know that sometimes it's you know, hard. You can pick up the show after the fact, right? I mean, you can pick it up after. Yeah, some of you can't listen to it live. Don't listen to it live at work. You know, you don't want anybody mad. you don't want your boss getting irritated with you, right? And I do. And again, I do appreciate the time you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time that you've been involved, right? That you're in there, that you're involved in the process. I also want you to engage with others. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'd love to know what you have to say about this. I'm so tired of hearing about from mainstream media about how quiet they are on some of the things that Trump has actually accomplished. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And when you think about it, when you think about all the, maybe they're big wins, maybe they're not, maybe they're little wins. I don't know how you call them out. But If news keeps ignoring them, we need to get the message out. I don't know if some of you heard the other day, but as producer Tammy was checking things out, you know, we found out that, was it 40,000? 40,000 Twitter? Yeah. 40,000 Twitter names, followers, had been erased from our Twitter account. Now, Twitter says all they do is get rid of inactive accounts. I've had a few Twitter accounts I haven't been using in years. Years. I have an old Real Side account that I don't get rid of because I don't want anybody else to grab it. But nothing's been tweeted out on it in years. So if they're really deleting dead accounts, if they're really deleting accounts that haven't been used in eons, why didn't they delete those accounts? See, I'm not buying it. I don't believe it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So when you look at these things, you look at what's gone down and what you're not hearing, what's not happening, is you're not hearing much about the 4.1 GDP rate now, are you? Right? So you hear the others say, well, you know, President Obama had a quarter with this and a quarter, but he never had anything over 3%. Matter of fact, he never broke 3%. We're now at 4.1%. Right? Unemployment rate is the lowest since April of 2000 under Bush. Right? Think about that. So he's got the unemployment, lowest unemployment rate in 18 years, We're hearing about how Obama was handed such a mess, like Trump wasn't. Remember the infamous comment when Trump was in the African-American slash black community? What did he say? He said, look, you've been voting Democrat for 60 years. Give me a try. You got nothing to lose. And he was right. They have like the highest unemployment rate on the planet. Black teens couldn't get a job anywhere. I mean, I'm not trying to make fun of them, but black teen couldn't get a job at a black teen clothing store. That's how bad it was. Now unemployment for African Americans are at a record low. Right? The Dow Jones Industrial Average, they hit an 80-year record high. We're talking historic tax cuts. Oh, that's right. That's only the crumb thing, right? That has nothing to do with reality. Just listen. I don't know what the Dems are going to run on. I really don't. What are you going to run on? We have to take away the tax cuts? We have to make sure the unemployment rate rises again so we can have more people looking to us for guidance? Why are they so afraid? Why are the Democrats so afraid of people governing themselves, being able to get their own jobs, being able to take care of themselves and their family? I'm just curious. I don't get any of this. Gorsuch to the Supreme Court? I mean, God, that's just wonderful. In more ways than one, just wonderful. He repealed Obamacare's individual mandate. Right? So now you're not forced to buy insurance. You're not forced to do any of that. Which is, thank God. Right? I mean, there were people that were stuck with insurance that they didn't want, that they didn't need. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I told you, somebody close to us, somebody I know, said that they were nailed every year. Every year they were nailed, they've been nailed with this penalty for the insurance policy that they can't afford to pay for. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. We're still talking about Trump's failures. We'll be right back.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Life.
Well, it's early yet.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563, and I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. And get involved, right? Don't just sit there and nod your head and whatever. We've got people in the chat room, both of them. We've got people on the Facebook feed, people on the website. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time that you spend on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, buying my book. You can buy that by heading up to the website, therealside.com, where it's Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all those things that you've been told to be afraid of. And you don't have to. You shouldn't. You just don't have to. So we've gone down a list of what the left considers Trump failures, and the left-leaning press also considers Trump failures. And I went through the obvious ones, right? The 4.1 GDP rate, unemployment rate lowest since April 2000, record low for record low unemployment rate for the African American community and the Hispanic community. Dow Jones Industrial Average has hit an 80-year record high. Now, Juan Williams from Fox will tell you this is all because of Obama, which shows you just how Trump derangement syndrome really is working. Historic tax cuts. Gorsuch to the Supreme Court. Maybe one more here soon. Repealing Obama's care individual mandate. Now, that's a biggie. There were people who could afford that, and they were paying fines on them. Summit with Kim Jong-un. I mean, this is the one that I loved. That the left was going crazy. Shouldn't be meeting with a dictator like that brutal guy. Same thing with Putin, even though Obama met with him. Right? So why wouldn't you? And nobody, 50 years, nobody met with Castro. When Obama wanted to meet with Castro, that was good and proper and the right thing to do because, you know, he's not a brutal dictator. Trump wants to meet with Kim Jong. And he's terrible. Nasty, stupid, man. Ended the Iranian nuclear deal, which really didn't... There was no upside for us. Right? I mean, think about what they've been doing. Think about what they've been doing with the money they got. Did they build schools and hospitals? Could somebody show me, since some of you guys on the left are so much into the satellite imagery, show me, if you would, where the left has... where we've been able to see the Iranians not building nuclear weapons. Show us them dismantling their nuclear weapon program. They haven't. And then now they're threatening us. I mean, good job, Billy Bob. U.S. Embassy moved to Jerusalem. The left was up in arms about it, but wait a minute. So they approve of lying. They're good with it because... What was the last, after him? One, two, three. Three or four presidents have said they're going to do this. Now, they have said that Jerusalem was the capital of Israel. They all have said that. Right? Talked about moving the embassy, but never really did anything with it. So Trump does it, and all of a sudden, he's a bad man. So apparently, it's okay to lie. It's not okay to follow through on your promises, apparently. Let's see. Record $700 billion for military spending. Some of you get crazy about that. I'm not so much. I think we worked it out. We figured it out one night. It was really only a couple of $100 billion more. And this is money that they needed to make up for the aggravation, to make up for the years and years and years and years of us not paying attention to military, not giving them the money they needed to update the equipment that they had, to take care of the equipment that they had. Juan Williams made a snarky remark today about ISIS. Right? ISIS is pretty much wiped out. Pretty much non-existent. Doesn't mean they're gone. Doesn't mean we take our eyes off of them. But pretty much gone. They've declined. Their territory in other areas have declined by 60%. The JV team, according to Obama, the one that wasn't going to get anywhere, they were pretty useless and did all the damage they did. Obama actually thought when he left office, he left us a safer world. Think about that. I don't know how much crack you have to smoke to believe that. So the territory controlled by ISIS has declined by well over 60%. Juan Williams said, oh yeah, they're really gone, aren't they? Well, 60%, Juan. If you've got cancer and the doctor says we've got 60% of it removed and we're working on the balance... I think you're pretty happy at that point. What do you think, Juan? NATO has agreed to a 2% spending target, but they've always agreed to it, but now they're actually reaching out, trying to reach it, trying to actually make it happen. He pulled from the Paris... Now, look, some people are upset. So he pulled from the Paris Climate Accord. He pulled out of TPP. He's renegotiating NAFTA. Why this aggravates people, I have no idea. I mean, I have no idea. Every one of these deals, he's been able to show where we don't do well with it. We are not on top with it. Right? Trade deal with the EU, when you look at that as a whole, I mean, come on. They were taking advantage. Like, listen, you guys on the left keep screaming about the money we spend in the military. You keep screaming on what we're doing overseas. You keep screaming about how we go into other countries that don't want us. Even though we help some of these people out because they're being oppressed, you still don't care about all that. You're okay with us taking care of Europe, though. Paying, footing a big portion of the bill for NATO. And then coming back in and paying so much money on tariffs. You're okay with all that. So not only we're paying for them to protect themselves, we're paying for, you know, through tariffs for their economy. Our tax dollars are paying to do all these things, and you're okay with all of that. I'm starting to believe that some of you are just simply interested in one world government and a discussion. The one that makes everybody cagey. The legal immigration rate lowest in 17 years. We should not have open borders. We should not allow anybody, everybody, and anything in anytime they want to come in. We are a sovereign nation. We have our own rules and our own laws, and we have a right to decide who comes and who goes and when. Now, if that means we stop immigration until we get it under control, until we make sure we know who's coming into the country, so be it. Again, think about something. Think about where the people coming from South America have to go through. Why doesn't Mexico take them in? They can do it. Why shouldn't they? Well, we better than them. See, because God forbid you say that to the left. Well, we're better than they are. We'll take them in here. No. So, Mexico, if you're so great, you're so wonderful, you're such a great country and a great government, why don't you care for some of these people? We'll go over more of that inside the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Don't go far. We'll be back in a few. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. President Donald Trump is promising further improvements at the Department of Veterans Affairs after swearing in its new leader, Robert Wilkie.
We've greatly expanded telehealth and walk-in clinics, and we are processing veterans' disability claims more quickly than ever before.
The former Pentagon official was selected to replace Secretary David Shulkin, who was fired amid ethics and other charges. Vice President Mike Pence attending a Get Out the Vote event for congressional candidate Troy Balderson in Newark, Ohio, heaping praise on President Trump.
It's been 18 months of action. It's been 18 months of results. It's been 18 months of promises made and promises kept.
The vice president telling the crowd of about 400, Ohio has a chance to make a difference in the life of the nation. In addition to Pence's visit, GOP groups have poured millions into the race on Balderson's behalf. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
We are back now. I'm Joe Mastin, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And don't go far. We got a lot going on. Don't. Sit back down. Sit back down. Relax. Head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, buy a coffee mug. That's right. Coffee tastes better than a coffee mug, a TRS coffee mug. Always appreciate your purchases, your help, your financial aid, so to speak. You think they'd give me a grant, even though I'm a concert? No? Okay, never mind. Don't waste the ink, is that what you're saying? Don't waste the atoms on the computer? Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. If you head up there and you do buy the coffee mug, T-shirts, and or... what's the other thing we got? Oh, we got a book. That's right, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Go ahead and you can buy that as well. The, you know... if you go through the book and you go through the chapters of the book, and you can check it out on Amazon, and it's pretty much all the labels, all the things they throw at us on a regular basis, and it's the things that you know they label us with that they can scare people away, and you should let people know what that means. So I find it interesting that they're so offended by the titles when those are the titles they gave us. So again. It is hilarious to think about this. It's hilarious to think that they're afraid of those titles, to the point where they have to call them out and point their finger at me with them. So we were talking about some of the failures of Donald Trump, President Donald Trump. They must be failures. I figure, look, they have to be failures if the left isn't talking about them, or when they do talk about any one of these, they talk about it in the negative. So they must be really bad. That's all I can figure. A record $700 billion for military spending. And I talked about that earlier, and I said, look, if you look at the numbers, it really isn't. And the left will say, well, there's a lot of stuff that the military didn't ask for. But they don't really ask for much of anything. They have a need for. They lay out the budget. The asks are usually on R&D projects. But they've got billions of dollars worth of equipment that needs to be updated. We have less ships today than we had 20 years ago. We have, our aircraft is in disarray. We should take care of it. We should fix it. the rescinding of DACA, and everybody goes, oh, my God, see that? You don't care about the kids? All right, stop it. Just stop it. First of all, President Obama did it by executive order. It's not a law. And, you know, for those of you who hate him so much you can't see anything that he's doing is positive, enough with the executive orders. When he rescinded DACA, he said, look, I'll give it a six-month period. Congress needs to get off their butts and do some work. And as usual, they didn't. They didn't deal with any of the heavy lifting. They didn't deal with any of the really bad stuff. He signed the VA Accountability and Whistleblowing Protection Act. Right? My God, look at all the presidents before him. Why was this so tough? Why was it so tough, so bad, so hard to get the VA covered? Why do our veterans have to fight so hard? They're fighting harder to protect their lives here than they did overseas. There's no reason for that. Absolutely none. We should be taking care. We should give them half the services, at least, that we give illegals when they come here. Right? I mean, you think about some of the illegals now that get to go to school at half tuition or no tuition in some cases. And we have veterans that are scraping together money to get their kids into college. Why is that? Why is that okay? We have veterans that have lost limbs. We have Habitats for Heroes. We have people that are donating money and building houses so these warriors have a place to live, a decent place to live, and they can afford the mortgage. And you got illegals coming in. We're putting them up in places that just are great to be in. Clean, good, solid homes. Why? Why do they get a leg up on our warriors? Would love to know. Back to the immigration and DACA. Some of you have accused guys like me and other conservatives of not really caring about the plight of those and think what it takes for a parent to send their baby all that way to try to get them safe and free. How do they know they're safe and free? I don't want to hear about, oh, they're just, don't give me the prayer stuff because you guys all want to separate, you know, church and state. If a parent's going to send their child on a train for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of miles with perfect strangers or with a coyote, and now you're finding out more and more of these kids are being sold into human slavery, sex slavery, whatever, how do you justify that? How do you do that? I'm constantly amazed. This is a puzzlement. And again, don't tell me, think about what those parents go through and how much they love their kids. Maybe. I don't know. They've protected them this long, and all of a sudden they're going to put them in a train and send them up north and not knowing really, truly what's going on. They're finding that some of these kids, when they get here, they're not really put with family members. How is that safe and right and good? When did that happen? When did it happen that way? Real Joe, 855-732-5563. You know, the biggest problem they have, the hate, and the biggest problem they have is that every move we make is done out of hate in their eyes. Every single move. Right? And every move they make is an act of God, even though they can't have God and state put together. It's just so much hypocrisy. Soaring around these people when they speak. I don't know what they want. Even if you wanted to support them, how would you do it? I don't know what they want. London Mayor Sadiq Khan, he's under increasingly heavy fire from his predecessor, residents, and even President Trump over the rising crime in the city. Now think about it. This is the guy who said, this is just the way it's going to be. He has accepted that the influx of immigration, now, some of you are going to get mad at me, but here's the deal. If crime was pretty steady, even decreasing, and you bring in a load of immigrants, and crime goes through the roof, How do you blame it on the regular citizenry? Unless you're a moron. You can't. Boris Johnson, a former mayor who recently resigned as UK Foreign Secretary, tore into Khan in a recent op-ed for the Daily Telegraph, just nailing him. Well, actually, he got on his case for going, got on the mayor's case for going to movie premieres when crime is spiraling out of control in the city. He said that Khan may be a twinkle-toed mover on a movie premiere red carpet, but his pirouettes on the subject of knife crime are just a puzzlement. He blames funding when he was left with a large war chest. He blames the Tory government. He blames society. He blames everyone but himself. He's blaming everybody but the cause, which is exactly what the far left does. No matter what they do wrong, it's never their fault. Again, first 5 years of Barack Obama, every time there was a positive thing that went down, it was his fault or because of something he did, and every negative thing that happened was because of something that President Bush did or the mess that President Bush left him. See, he's in the office now. Khan is now in that office. It's his headache. It's his problem. He had a war chest, as the previous mayor said. Right? Crime was down. He takes over and crime goes through the roof. Johnson's the latest high-profile figure to dive into the debate over London crime. When he went to the UK earlier this month, he laid it all out on several news sources. Trump doubled down on his longstanding feud with Khan. He goes on to say, you have a mayor who has done a terrible job in London. He's done a terrible job, Trump said, blaming Khan on both terrorism and crime. He says, I think he has done a bad job on crime. If you look at all the horrible things going on there. And you know what his comment is to people? This is the new London. This is just the way it's going to be. Talk more about this on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
normal blood pressure naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
I like listening to it. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being involved in the conversation. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us again on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. And just being engaged, being involved. You know, there's so much going on. It's so hard to keep up on things. But you need to keep up on stuff. I do, too. Anyway, always a pleasure. Head up to the website. There's so much you can do there. Just head over there. There's also a Patreon button. And if you want to be part of the team, you want to help out, you want to help keep the cause moving forward, if you would, go ahead and you'll see what it's all about. It's like a little close-knit membership family. So, anyway. Hey, the Democrats, what are they, anybody know what they're really running on? Can somebody help me out? I mean, because even if I wanted to help report on what they were running on, I couldn't do it. Because I don't know. We were talking about the London mayor, and I'm sure somebody's going to call me a whatever, what is it, Islamophobic. There's a word you haven't heard that much. Funny how that is. London Mayor Sadiq Khan. You know, he's getting pressure from his people, too, all around him. Because of the crime in the city is out of control. How does that happen? I mean, seriously, when you come in and things start to get crazy, and you're calling out everybody else but yourself? As of March, London accounted for 70% of all recorded crime in England. In the year prior as well, as 42% of all recorded robberies, a third of the knife crimes took place in London. London temporarily overtook New York in a number of murders in 2018. London's police investigate. Now, think about that. They're in competition for the most amount of murders. Both run by hardcore liberals who refuses to crack down on crime. So we lose a few lives. At least people retain their freedom. To murder, kill, steal, rape, whatever. As of February, London's police were investigating 15 murders, while New York saw 11 homicides. Now, the Metropolitan Police murder numbers increased further to 22, while the New York jumped to 21 in 1 month. Now, London also is facing a rise in acid attacks. Now, here's something that almost was non-existent before the influx of immigrants. So, apparently, the influx of immigrants has a new hobby. What else are you going to call it? Now, this wasn't like it went up a couple. We went from 0 to 15. No. They've skyrocketed almost 80% over the past 2 years. Over 465 acid attacks have taken place. Right? I mean, think about this. It was up in 2015 when immigration was at a very, 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 very low rate. I mean, still happening. Don't get me wrong. But they were all new to it. They were trying to lie low, I guess. 260 that year. A London local said, gee, you know what? I can't really remember the last time I saw a copper walking the streets in this area. So even the police don't want to be out alone at night. It's wrong. And Khan thinks that's okay. How is it okay when you had Londoners who really had no big problem in walking the streets and walking out with their buddies and going out for a cup of coffee late at night or a cup of tea or whatever it is they have late, walking home from a pub, and now they can't do any of that. They're afraid to do any of that, women especially. I mean, what did Khan admonish the women a few months back that maybe they needed to dress more modestly and stay off the streets at night? Why? It's a free society. There's a little disagreement that the rates have been on the up for years, and Khan has been a focus of much of the resulting ire. In June, he was blasted at town hall by a hostile crowd unhappy with the rising crime in London since he took office. One Londoner yelled, "There are no more bobbies on our streets." Why? Because they don't feel safe, so neither do we. You give me statistics, Mr. Khan, but for me as a parent, I'm telling you, we don't feel safe. We don't feel safe in London. We want you to do something about it. But listen, he got elected. You people got what you voted for. Get off your butts and take care of it. Make sure he doesn't get in again. And what did Khan do? As usual, he blamed Prime Minister Theresa May and her government. And actually, even before that, blaming David Cameron for cutting police funding. It's no coincidence that violent crime has steadily risen nationally within a few years of the 2010 election when investment reduced. But see, that's not what he said. He has said this is the new norm for London in the past. Right? Now, London residents spoke to a local news source, and they really didn't want to place blame on anybody in particular, but they said crime was really moving up and out of control. Well, that happens when the police aren't there. They don't focus. They're not concentrated. That the mayor or whoever is not pushing for them to take care of Londoners. They can't carry guns. The bobbies don't have guns. A lot of them don't. What's to be afraid of? Imagine that. You have to be taught, I guess, would it have to be martial arts? Maybe that's it. Maybe they teach the martial arts and they can, they can fight away the acid burns with martial arts? I don't get this. This just doesn't make any sense to me. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So, I had a bunch of other stories I was going to do, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to rail on you for a few minutes, like I love to do. I keep hearing these reports. I keep reading these stories about how the polls show that, you know, we're going to get our butts handed to us, Republicans/conservatives. And I don't believe it. I don't believe anything I see printed anymore. I don't believe the polls. I mean, really, really show me, out of all the polls that I've done, show me the ones that are really on most of the time, that are right, that are on, that are up. I don't think you can find many, seriously. And you fought, you conservatives, whether you like them or not, you fought to get Trump in there because you didn't want Hillary. You wanted the wall. You wanted less illegal immigration. There's all this stuff you wanted less of that you wanted him to do. And then we didn't send him a full complement of Congress to help him get it accomplished. How do you expect to fix anything if we don't have the people there to help him? And that's exactly what's happened now. We don't have the people there to help him. So, as November comes around, I'm not asking you to vote for people with, I don't know, there might have been sex offenders, anything along those lines. But if you really believe that Trump is headed in the right direction, not the way he says it or the way he does it or anything like that, but if you're really headed in that direction, you need to get out there and help. You need to get out there and help them fill seats with people that will actually do something to help you. Forget that it's Trump, but to help America, to help you, to make sure that your freedoms that you have today will remain. I mean, we are just seeing so many crazy things happen around the country on college campuses. I mean, think about the sanctuary cities, you know, illegals. You talk about affirmative action. This is a whole new different kind of affirmative action when illegals get the upper hand over American citizens. Illegals that have paid nothing in payroll taxes. And they get the upper hand over a guy like me that had four kids go through school, has a home. And I'm not the exception. I'm the rule. There's a lot of American citizens that are paying taxes here in California, and they're getting beat. So you're going to have to fight hard. This is not an every 4-year thing. I know we'd like it to be, but it's not. And if you really want this to maintain, if you really want to see president, and I'll put it this way, if you want to see our American president succeed, you need to get out and help him. If you want to see American values succeed, you need to get out and help him. I mean, you may have to swallow hard in some cases. I am not advocating that you hire somebody who's got, you know, in the middle of an embezzlement case, sex offense case, whatever. But I am telling you that President Trump, the American president, needs help, and he needs support, and you need to put the right people in place that are going to do it. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always been, has been, continue to be a pleasure to speak with you and to serve you. Have a great rest of the day. God bless. Don't do anything stupid, because we really do want you back here tomorrow. We'll be here all week. Hopefully you will, too. Again, God bless. Have a great day.